Hello and welcome to another episode of Iranian Surgery Podcast. In this episode, we will have a look at hair transplant and give you some idea of what the procedure is like. Having a thick and healthy hair plays a very important role in showing a younger face. Natural hair transplantation is a method in which natural hair is transferred from a donor site, which in most cases is the back of the head or around the head, to the front or top of the head. Now let's go over some general information on hair transplant. First of all, you need to stay minimum of 5 days. There won't be any hospital stay, and anesthesia will be local. Duration of operation will be 6 to 8 hours. There are two primary techniques for hair transplant: the FUE method, which is follicular unit extraction, and the FUT method, which is follicular unit transplantation. Although nowadays some doctors use DHI method too, but in general most of the doctors use FUE method due to its success rate. Now let's hear a bit about FUE method. In this method, each hair is extracted as a whole unit and then transplanted to the new area. Although less invasive, the procedure is very intricate, and this can lead to an FUE procedure taking slightly longer than the FUT method. By taking more time, the healing period is reduced and the levels of success are greater. Sometimes we would need to combine both methods so we can reach a good outcome. For example, we used a combination of FUT and FUE methods for a patient because he did not have adequate hair follicles to use for the transplant. 6 months later, we did the hair transplant again using the FUE method. The result of hair transplant looked completely natural, and the patient is very satisfied with the services of Iranian surgery and the result of hair transplant. Now let's talk about the candidates for hair transplant, and after that the advantages and disadvantages of hair transplant. The ideal candidates for hair transplant are men who have been losing their hair due to male pattern baldness for more than 5 years, or who have progressed to a Norwood class 3, which is the earliest stage of male hair loss or above. Men who have realistic expectations and who understand that their hair loss might continue to progress even if they are taking prescription medication to stop the progression. Men who have been balding for many years and whose pattern has stabilized and are interested in growing hair to provide a more youthful appearance. Men and women who have lost hair due to trauma or burns. And someone who has adequate hair growth or follicles that can be used for transplant. But those with following conditions should avoid having hair transplant. This procedure is done under the effect of local anesthesia, so it does not directly interfere with the functioning of the heart. But there are always risks to the patients having serious heart disease, and they should consult with the surgeons before undergoing the treatment. Heavy drinkers and smokers are also not allowed to undergo the treatment because of the risk of internal and external bleeding. If they have to receive the treatment, they have to abstain from their drinking and smoking habits at least a few weeks before the time of the procedure. People with diffuse hair loss have inadequate donor supply, hence they are advised against undergoing a hair transplant. They have a higher risk that the grafts are too weak and will not take at the recipient area. Those who suffer from thinning hair may also not be suitable for hair transplant surgery, since there are no distinct bald patches and not enough space to implant the new hair. There's a risk that the new grafts will be rejected or that they will dislodge the neighboring hair. Also, the risks of a hair transplant can be minimized if your scalp is normal or loose. People with a tight scalp are not the best candidates for the procedure, as it would be difficult for the surgeon to insert the grafts. Now that we know who can do it and who can't, let's talk about the advantages and disadvantages of hair transplant, because it's very important that you know what you're getting into. Advantages. This procedure works well to provide long-term results for male pattern baldness, hair thinning in women due to hormonal fluctuations, and in cases of scalp injuries. Hair transplantation is more cost-effective than medication treatments, as the whole cost is incurred in one procedure versus a lifetime of treatment. Natural hair growth is the main aim of this procedure, making its effects long-lasting. The results of the surgery is in the patient's control, with the eventual aesthetic beauty achieved as per each patient's vision. In procedures like eyebrow transplants, the results look natural in comparison to tattoos or makeup. Disadvantages: infection of the hair follicles, scalp swelling, and itching are the most common side effects of the surgery. In some instances, there's a chance of losing transplanted hair, and this is referred to as shock loss. There's a slight chance for hair follicles to die off before the hair regenerates, and this often causes bumps on the scalp. As a part of the scalp is reduced during transplantation, the chance of developing wide scars is increased. It might take months for hair to grow into the area. Multiple sessions spanning over 1 to 2 years might be required. How is a hair transplant procedure performed? The patient's scalp is first cleaned and treated with an antibacterial agent prior to the donor's scalp being harvested. The donor site is then injected with local anesthesia to numb the area before the extraction. The procedure of a hair transplant can be done in two ways: follicular unit transplantation and follicular unit extraction, or FUE. In FUT, the donor tissue is extracted in one single strip. The strip is placed in a physiological solution. Then a single layer of hair follicular units is made by the harvested strips, which is finally implanted in the recipient area. In follicular unit extraction, individual follicular units containing 1 to 4 hair strands are removed at a time. The surgeon then immediately punctures the site for receiving grafts and places them in a predetermined pattern, angle, and density to give a realistic hair pattern. After the completion of the procedure, the area is surgically dressed, which allows seepage of blood and tissue fluid. Hair transplant usually takes 6 to 8 hours for a regular hair transplantation procedure. This is not an uninterrupted operation process. During the operation, a break of 1 to 2 hours is allowed, depending on the phases. This podcast was a short summary on hair transplant procedure for the purpose of listeners getting to know some factors in hair transplant. By reading the website on this subject, you can get all the information you need. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Thanks for listening.